Well, I mean, speaking on Negril, you know, there's a limited capacity of rooms. So, you know, wherever there's more demand and supply, you're going to see price rising. I think Mobe is ready in terms of meeting the supply. Right now, we have more than enough rooms to accommodate Dream. So it would be a good move as far as I'm concerned. I think Dream has hit the glass ceiling, the proverbial glass ceiling in Negril. And we welcome them here. Almost every festival that we've had here has gone on to do big things, and the longevity of them was proven, from jazz to Sunsplash to Sumfest. All had decades of tenure, and they all did well and grew.
Would they have to probably change the styling of the event for it to fit with, you know, the texture of Montego Bay?
Changing the styling, I would say no.
Okay.
Capacity and controlling that capacity would be crucial, because Mobe also has a lot of locals that would want to come to the show. So if they were planning for 10,000, for argument's sake, you want to now plan for 20,000. So your venue size is probably need to be bigger. We have the road networks. We're opening that bypass road. That's going to be a game changer for Montego Bay and the traffic situation that we have now. But logistics-wise, style-wise, I don't think there's going to be much of a difference, except that it's going to be a lot easier.